Mr. Singh, the issue that we're looking into today, this COP, pertains to a lie being told in Parliament. That's a very serious matter, correct?
That is correct.
It's serious in this case as well, because the lie also impacts the work of the police, correct?
I would disagree with that.
The nature of this lie is that the police had reacted badly to a report made by a sexual assault victim, correct?
Mr. Tong, I would disagree. I believe I will explain when you give me the opportunity to, but I would disagree that the police...
So let me put it to you this way. The false anecdote is the substance of the lie, right?
That is correct.
And the false anecdote relates to an occasion when Member of Parliament Ms. Han says that she had accompanied a sexual assault victim to the police station, correct?
That is correct.
And she also described the reaction or the response of the police in the context of that anecdote, correct?
That is correct. And she also clarified that she could not substantiate
that anecdote in Parliament on the day she made the speech. Don't jump ahead of me or try to anticipate. Let's take it step by step. On the anecdote itself, on the 3rd of August when it was said in Parliament, without or before the clarification, okay? That's where I'm at. That anecdote, which is false, and I think we agreed on that, would have an impact, adverse impact on the work of the police, right?
I would say it would not.
It would not.
Yes.
So it's okay to have a lie in Parliament where the lie relates to the reaction of the police, bad reaction, I might add, to a complaint by a sexual assault victim?
The police are not some broken back organization. They are fully aware that in the course of investigations, I solemnly and sincerely believe, if you speak to any senior police officer worth his salt, he or she will tell you that in the course of investigations, there can be a number of situations where certain questions are put to a witness which are uncomfortable for that person. I will not interrupt you. Please proceed.
Yes, please don't. Listen to the question. I'm talking about the anecdote, and I'm not talking about general police investigations. We all know how well our police force
precisely
is regarded. I'm talking about the anecdote, and I think you know that I'm focused on the anecdote. So please focus on the anecdote. That anecdote is false. It paints a picture of the police. That anecdote, if true, if left uncorrected, would have an adverse impact on the work of the police, correct?
In the context in which it was said in Parliament, my answer remains no. That was the earlier answer I gave you. And I say no because Ms. Khan could not substantiate that allegation. I do not believe the police is a broken-back organization.
No, Mr. Singh, please.
That's my answer, sir.
Okay. You apologize to the police, correct?
I apologize at my press conference because I don't think anyone deserves that.
Yes.
And I work with the police.
You apologize because you felt that wrong was done to the police, correct?
No, I think time was wasted.
Exactly. That's wrong done to the police. Time was wasted chasing their tails for 3 months.
But we're talking about something
different.
Correct,
Mr. Singh?
I disagree because I am not sure what work the police actually did. I remember on the 3rd of August when Mr. Desmond Tan stood up, MOS Desmond Tan stood up. Mm-hmm. He said the police have no case of this nature. So what,
Mr. Singh, don't
what
you
work
think
was actually done? I am not aware. I'm not saying no work was done. Obviously, work must have been done, to check.
Come on, Mr. Singh. You're a lawyer. I think you're a senior member of the opposition, senior member of Parliament. You know that if you make an allegation in Parliament, especially one in the nature of what was done in the false anecdote, the police will have to check. And
yes,
for them to come and say that there's not one case, it means that they've gone through all the cases.
I did not believe I heard that from the police. I did not hear anywhere that they've gone through all the cases.
You apologize on the 2nd of December at your press conference, correct?
Yes, I apologize because a reporter put the question to me.
Okay.
And I think the police deserve it. Anyone deserves it.
You apologize before the reporter put a question to you, correct?
I believe it was after the reporter put the question about the police and the work that they had to do.
Okay.
But I have to check this.
We'll get there.
Please do so.
But you also cleared Ms. Khan's statement on the 1st of November, correct?
I knew what she was going to say.
Mr. Singh,
I will answer the question.
You cleared it, correct?
I saw the statement and I said, yes, this is what you have to say.
So you approved it?
I wouldn't say I approved it. Those were her words.
You were happy with it?
I think I was satisfied.
Yeah, so you cleared it?
I was satisfied.
Come on, don't play with words, okay?
I'm saying I was satisfied.
Okay.
You're not going to put words in my mouth.
I'm not. I can't. Because the truth has to come from you.
Absolutely.